Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Fade.
I'll do a social distancing massage for you.
I'll use it like the guitar, the top of the guitar. I'll dig it into his back.
Preeti Malik.
Why am I here? Oh, I'm going home.
And Big Rossi.
UK sensation.
Yeah, that's me.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Thank you guys for all the efforts you're doing. Amazing morning you always give us.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live and it's a Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Always a little bit easier on a Thursday, right? What's going on? Chris Fade, Maz, Big
hello,
Rossi.
Hello.
Hi there.
Last 24 hours has been very, very normal for you, Rossi.
Not really. Hey. I went to hospital, had a colonoscopy.
So dramatic.
He did. He had the procedure. Results to come. Results to oh, he's brought them in. He's
it's
got a
the big brown envelope.
Big brown. Yeah, this is interesting. I'll read it. I'll go through.
He's got
it for
some
you.
Lovely shots inside my colon. If you want to see them,
he sent me these photos last night.
Oh, he did.
He's like, I don't think I want to see that. It's like photos of inside Rossi's intestines and backside.
Oh, they're just layers of colors.
Stop! Look! Stop! Don't look. Maz is interested. Maz wants a close up.
Maz is. Maz is not allowed to look.
Weirdly satisfying it is.
We'll get the results. We'll get the results on that. We've got gossip as well coming up. If you serious, you got more news on Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I can't believe it. But yeah, there are more news about
okay,
them, yeah.
All right, we'll get that. We've got the pop quiz obviously coming up as well. I want some positivity this morning. We're going to bring back that segment of Tell Us Some Good News. I think that's important to do. Duvet is going to make an appearance as well.
Yes, and what assumptions do Google make about you?
Wow.
We'll find out.
There's so much going on. It's a jam-packed show. Let's see if we can squeeze it all in.
Preeti Malik's gossip.
Yeah, done a great week job this week in for obviously Preeti Malik. Maz, let's go to the Brit Awards first.
Yeah, so The Weeknd called the Grammys corrupt and now he's jumped on to another award ceremony. He's reportedly signed on as the final big name to perform at this year's Brit Awards.
Oh,
this is going to be huge. So the Brits will take place next Tuesday at the O2 Arena in London. And there's going to be so many other names on there. Coldplay, Dua Lipa, Pink, Rag & Bone Man as well. So he's pulling out
so good.
All the stops.
Weeknd is just like next level, right? Like,
he really is.
You know, one of my friends is his manager.
Oh, what?
Yeah, yeah. He managed one of my good friends.
Oh, my God.
His name's Sal.
Yeah.
You go to the States. He manages Dua Lipa, Doja Cat, The Weeknd. He just signed... you'll love this one, Ross. Swedish House Mafia.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Did he? So that means they're coming back. Oh, that's
yeah,
interesting.
They're coming back.
Loved them.
So when I was in LA, I went to his house.
Yeah.
And he's got his house and his office together. But when I mean together, I mean two huge mansions. One's his house, one's his office.
Oh, my gosh.
And in between it is a full basketball court and a full-size swimming pool.
That's
like,
your
I mean,
dream, right?
Oh, man. And so I walk into the house, and he's on a Zoom call with French Montana because he manages him as well.
Right. He does a great job, by the way. All those names are just amazing.
And when I walked into his office, all the Weeknd's memorabilia was there. And so when the Weeknd performed at the halftime show, he was gifted a Super Bowl, like a football.
Right.
Right. And it was just all there. It was so cool to be able to just see it, you know, when you know, I'm like, man, this is great. He's Lebanese. He's Lebanese, man.
Lebanese-American?
Is this house in Beverly Hills, like?
Or? No, he wasn't in Beverly. He didn't want to, because he was like, I don't want to be in that area. He sort of moved in a really nice area in LA.
Wow.
But, it was so cool to see, like, a top artist manager. And I was there for a good couple of hours. I was watching them how they work. Like, it was insane. There was a team of, like, 11 people living in this office at the time. And they're just,
oh, my gosh.
You know.
Sounds like Entourage.
It was. Honestly, I felt like I was in Entourage. He's got his own barbershop.
Wow.
In his office. God. So as we were talking, he's like, do you want to get a shave? And I said, no, I've had one. He's like, well, just come sit with me.
I only go to Satwa.
And then we just turned around the corner and he just sat there and he's got a little, like it's a full on barbershop with a, and I'm like, man,
so
this
cool.
It was so cool. So cool to
really
witness.
Really the American dream, right?
Well done to The Weeknd. Finally, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
Yeah, so we heard earlier this week that J-Lo and Ben Affleck were hanging out together. And sources said they were just friends, but now they've been seen again. He was seen leaving her car after going to a restaurant and before that was visiting her house. So it looks like, I mean, maybe they're a thing.
I love you too.
Maybe they love each other and they realize it years down the track.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, She cancelled the wedding 2 days before they were supposed to get married. So.
I don't know. This is interesting. I mean, this is interesting. Is she going to call him Puppy again?
Sorry,
I'm going through all J-Lo songs.
Wasn't he in a music video with her? Was it
yes.
the one with LL Cool J? Was
yes,
it that one?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, do we want to see him together? Do we want to see him back together? What do you think?
I think when you break up with someone, the first person you turn to generally is your ex because...
Not if you had a bad breakup, though. If it was a bad breakup, you're not going back to him.
Really?
If your ex was cheating on you,
oh, yeah, okay.
And then you broke up with that other, but you go back to your ex and go, oh, he cheated on me like you did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just want them to both be happy, and maybe they can make each other happy again.
Hopefully. He seems like he was in a bit of a dark place.
All right, Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez, we will definitely watch this space.
Mm-hmm.
Maz, hit us with your tag.
Didn't have a tag, but now I do. It only took me a week or two. Having a tag is a new thing for me, but now I won't forget, I guarantee.
Maz, it's far too long.
Maz, it's got just four words. It's like, peace out, home fries.
Maz.
Oh, what? I was
okay,
it was
you're on for Sunday and Monday of next week.
Yeah.
Just literally a four-word tag okay. for the gossip, please.
Break it down and
not,
Maz.
Not a poem. Okay. Not a poem.
Someone texted you on yesterday. Here's Maz with all the
jazz. Can someone come up with Maz's gossip tag, please? Just send it through 4008. You can call us at 0487155544 or on that same number you can WhatsApp us.
I thought all it right? was cute to write a poem.
Okay. Thank you very much. J-Lo, take it away.
Hey, everybody. This is J-Lo, and I'm here with Chris Fade on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Just love when she says my name. Sorry,
yeah.
Guys. A lot of people message you just right now, Maz,
yeah.
as well, which is fantastic. We'll give Nala 25 minutes here just to get one of them on. Just hold on a second. She had a day off yesterday. I'm not sure how she's feeling.
Okay.
But a lot of people have messaged you here. Joan says, Maz,
mm-hmm.
you're great.
Okay.
Don't hate.
I like it.
Oh, no, I think she says, if you're great, don't hate.
Yeah, if you're great, don't hate. That's the tag.
Oh, that's good.
If you're great, don't hate. Yeah,
if
that's
you're
cool.
Great. And the other one was gossip jazz from the Maz.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah, that's to like classic FM.
That's your gossip jazz from the Maz.
If I was doing a jazz show.
I mean, Jones is not too bad.
This is a Maz with all your craze.
There was one. Yeah, there was one as well. This has been texting yesterday. It was a good one. I'm trying to find it.
Yeah.
Here we go. There's another one just come in.
I got a few on my Instagram as well.
This is Maz with all the gossip, jazz, and pizzazz.
That's from D, yeah.
Yeah, D, nah. No, that's like, you know, if we're working on a, like an old, really old radio station where Maz would be like, that's your gossip, jazz with all the pizzazz.
I like it. Maybe one day.
Maz likes that. She's going to keep it. 7:30 here on Virgin Radio. We're just trying to do Maz's work, really. She doesn't have much to do, but...
What about, like, something to do with being, like, an independent woman?
Yes.
Single, independent woman?
Why? It's a gossip. Why is it... It's not about, like...
I wrote a poem and you guys weren't happy.
Read us that poem again. I just want to hear that poem.
Here we go.
When did you write that? Last night, you wrote that poem.
Okay, wait. I need to... Here we go. Didn't have a tag, but now I do. It only took me a week or two. Having a tag is a new thing for me, but now I won't forget, I guarantee. Next time, I'll make sure I'm on.
Keep going.
Yeah, keep going. Next time,
this
I will.
This is like...
I'll make sure I'm all set up, and I'll break it down, and I'll Maz it up.
I mean, it's nice. It's a good poem.
But, you know, I write poetry. I could write a whole poem
for
this.
Like poets, like I feel like it's a little bit of a it's a fake thing.
What?
Anyone can write a poem.
That's not true.
Yep, anyone can write a poem because a poem doesn't have to rhyme.
No, it doesn't.
So anything that you write on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Like, can I tell you?
Art is subjective.
Exactly. When I was in grade 9 or grade 10 at school, we had to do a poem for English.
Okay.
And it was an exam. We had to write. We had to create one, then recite it in front of the classroom.
Yeah.
And you couldn't go up with a piece of paper. You had to remember your own poem.
Okay.
And one of the hardest things that I find in life, even till today, is remembering things. I find it hard to remember things, Jack. Rossi.
Right.
Can I lend £50?
I don't have that. So I don't know what that even meant.
Because you forget to ask for it back. Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, so I learned a poem. I got up on stage and I just read this poem.
Okay.
There's nothing in that drawer. 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 There's nothing in that drawer.
That's a good one.
That's all I did.
Yeah. Are you serious?
And then I walked off the stage.
And was the teacher like, that's brilliant?
I think the teacher wanted to smash my head in because he knew that I sort of got out of learning this poem, right?
Yeah.
But it's your inflections. Like, yeah, the way you delivered it was actually like...
I did something similar to that. My poem was called A Million. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
One, two, three.
I'm four. I'm going to let you do this.
Five.
Oh, my gosh.
Six, seven, eight,
still going.
Nine, 10, 11, 12.
I'm going to let him go. He wants to start this.
14.
I'm going to let him go to
15.
We're going to go to 100.
60. 17.
This is great radio.
18.
Yeah, we're doing 100.
19.
I got time.
20. 21.
Yep.
22. Yep. 23.
I'm just letting everyone know we are going to 100.
24. 25. 26. 27.
Love how he's not buckling.
28. 29. 30. 31. 32. 33.
This is not
30.
I'm taking phone calls here. Hi.
4.
Yeah.
35.
Yep.
She's 36.
It up. Okay, cool.
37.
Thank you.
38. 39. 40.
There we go.
41.
Nala's just walked in, she doesn't know what's going
42,
on.
42.
We're counting on the radio. That
43. 44.
He wanted to be a smarty, so
45.
I'm making him go through it.
46. 47. 48. 49. 50.
He's halfway.
51, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 60. 61, 62, 63. Okay, that's enough now. 64, 65,
just
Chris.
Just go a bit faster, Rossi. 66, 67, 68,
69.
You're laughing at me. 70.
71. 72.
I give him some echo.
73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78,
what
79, 80. 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90.
Ooh, it's actually a nice poem.
91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. 100.
Oh, wow.
101.
Money. Take your money, money, money.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Limited period interest rate of 2.5% per month. Apply and get a free staycation at the Rixos Premium JBR. T's and C's apply.
All right, all right, all right. Naysha, what is going on? Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, no.
Hi,
yeah,
Naysha.
It's a Thursday. I need some vibes right now. Naysha, good morning.
Good morning. Woo-hoo.
There we go. What are you doing?
School run.
She's on the school run. A lot of school runs in the last week, which we like. How many kids you got in the back there?
I have two, Cole and Sienna.
Nice stuff.
They always ask me to call you guys every morning.
Good on you. And we've got the Eid break coming up next week, so you're excited for that? You're gonna do anything? You're just going to stay? You're going to do a little staycation? What's happening?
We're traveling. We're going to the Maldives.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, la la. Ooh, la, la. The Maldives has just become the new Ross Alkhaimer.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, where are you going to go? I'm going to go Sharjah. Where are you going to go? I'm just going to the Maldives. Everyone from the UAE is going there.
Right.
Which is great. You're going to absolutely love it. Now, this money that you could win with us could get you a drink there. You could get one Diet Coke from the hotel, okay, with what you win. So, good luck. All right. Are you all inclusive?
Yes, we are, luckily.
Yeah, it makes a difference. It does make a difference.
It does.
Well done. You got money.
Money.
Rossi's jealous.
Rossi's
jealous.
Jealous.
All right, here we go. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Got it.
All right, good stuff. Here we go. Nesha, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. Who sings the songs Kiss Me More and Say So?
Pass.
Gwen Stefani was once part of which band?
No Doubt.
Who is the husband of Hillary Clinton?
Bill Clinton.
In terms of awards, what does VMA stand for?
Video Music Awards.
Who sings the 2021 song Driver's License?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Kelly Clarkson was discovered on which U.S. talent show?
American Idol.
True or false, Star Trek Beyond was filmed in Dubai?
True.
What coffee company was established in Pike Place in 1971?
Starbucks.
Who sings the songs Rude Boy and Love the Way You Lie?
Rihanna.
What TV show did James Arthur find fame on?
X Factor.
Who sings the songs Kiss Me More and Say So?
I don't know.
Who sings the songs Kiss Me More and Say So? Doja Cat,
no!
But it's too late. You won 900 dirhams.
Oh! Come on.
You got yourself a croissant when you're in the Maldives and a coffee. Oh my gosh, it was Doja Cat. You got it in like way after the buzzer, but that would have got you 10K.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, man.
Oh, why? How did you just get it? Like,
did someone Google it for you quickly, or did it come up?
No, it just came up because you said say so, and I just remembered the song from last summer.
Oh, man.
So, seconds.
Seconds. Well, listen, there's still a good amount of money from Rack Bank and us here at Virgin Radio. That's 900 dirhams. Google knows what you're going to Google. Just think about that. Google can predict what you're going to Google. There's a way of doing this.
Yeah, there is indeed. If you go onto your Google and type in adsettings.google.com, you'll go to this section called ad settings, obviously, and it's got a thing called ad personalization.
Okay.
Now, Google assumes things about you. For instance, on mine here, it assumes that I'm 54 to 65 years old.
From what you Google, it predicts that your age is between 54 to 65 years old. Not that there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
That can't be right. No, it assumes I'm married. It assumes I'm male. And it has a list of all the things that it assumes I would like.
Okay.
And then it pushes adverts towards me.
That's,
right?
I mean, and that's what... This is only going to get... I'm going to use the word worse over the years. Like, we're going to be directed... commercials and products non-stop.
We are already.
Already, right? Yeah. So, I mean, like, if I just say to you... If I say to you, I don't know, I need a product here. Oh, Fade Fit, mine.
Yeah, convenient.
Let's see if it pops up in an advert today. I don't know if I'm running adverts, actually. I don't think we are running them, but maybe not. But, like...
They always pop up on mine.
Do they?
Yeah.
It's because you've searched them then. Because when you search something, then it continually is... pops up.
Pushing,
you know,
right.
What I mean? It's like, you know, when you're thinking about buying a brand new car, or you're thinking about buying a car,
yeah,
and you all of a sudden find this model that you like, and then you drive around the roads and you start seeing it pop up everywhere. And you're like, why am I seeing this car now? It's because you're aware of it.
It's part of artificial intelligence as well, right? Sometimes you just think something and it comes up.
Okay, right now, quick little test here.
Okay.
By the way, you can turn that off as well if you don't want it.
I've turned mine off.
That's a good thing about Google, so that's good.
So if you go to Google, what do you type in to get that result?
Adsettings.google.com, and then you just press the button there that says add personalization. You can turn it off.
There we go.
So no, like, tailor ads come your way, basically, which is good. But what have we been Googling?
Yeah, give me your phone. I want to have a Ross. I've gone into Ross's Google here.
Hold on. No.
Let me have a look here.
Yes.
Oh, this is sad, the top one, but I understand why.
What?
Do I have polyps in my stomach? Oh. Cancer. Rossi had a colonoscopy. That's why he was worried about it. You've had the results. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on. But
oh, it's thrilling stuff.
Yeah, no, okay. So you were obviously worried about that. Don't Google. Remember, Google doctor's the worst.
That's you're the worst for Google.
That's why I'm telling you, don't do it.
You wanted my results before I even had them.
I know.
I sent them to you before I sent them to my mum and dad.
Good. That's the way that I want it to be. What is Liverpool's punishment for joining the Super League? Is that what you were looking at?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
That's,
I've got, can I have your phone?
No.
Yes.
Come no. on.
Come on.
Give us it.
Go.
Okay.
There's gonna be, there's nothing major in there.
How many single men live in LA?
That's
is that because you get your wife's there, your fiance or whatever? That's a good one.
Yeah.
You fade fit.
You made that up.
I did not make it
you
up.
You made that up.
You, did you really Google
fadefit.com? That's fair enough. You're going on your website. That's good. Nose reductions.
Ross is making them all up now.
No, nose reductions I feel like this is real. In Dubai.
Yeah, he's making it all up. What else are you going to make up? Go.
How to get bigger muscles. That's cool.
I got Rossi's one again here. Let's see. Am I getting fired because I've got no life?
What else is there? Let's have a look. Go on.
How do I enlarge my...
Wake up. This is the Chris Fade Show.
So much negativity, right?
Mm. Yep.
Everywhere. Everywhere you turn.
Yeah, it's just messaging everywhere.
It is. Let's just get some good, good news. I don't care what news you got, as long as it's good, I want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Phone lines are open. Roma, give us the good news.
Actually, last week I was promoted as an HR and admin manager.
Yay, she got a promotion!
That's huge. That never happens, by the way.
Yeah, in a pandemic, you got the promotion. Now, did you get extra cash or is it just the title?
Little bit is there due to the situation, but I'm very thankful because... Also, this week, I won Legoland tickets from Brent Show, and it's a birthday gift, early birthday gift for me.
Oh, no, wow. I said tell me something good. Yeah. Anything to do with Brent is not good for me, sorry. well done. You won a competition here on Virgin and you got yourself a promotion. Well done. Kay, Kaywood, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, guys. How are you?
Doing all right, brother. So tell me some good news here.
Well, I got great news. I actually recently got a job offer down in Business Bay.
Fantastic stuff, yay. Mate. Well done.
Nice.
Were you unemployed for a while?
No, I actually had a job, but I was not very happy in my job. So I got a great offer now, and I'm super excited.
Good on you. Have you signed it? Have you signed it yet?
Yeah. Everything's done.
Good on you, brother. You have more cash?
Yes. More cash.
What's the field of work?
It's actually graphic design, content creation for a new three nightclubs opening up in Business Bay.
Great huge. Work, mate. Wow. Good on and you, dude. Yeah, that's awesome good stuff. Good gig. Yeah. Well, that's some good news for you. Appreciate it, mate. Congratulations, Kay. Would have liked that. 04871-5544. Just call up. Tell me some good news. That's all I need.
Yep.
Bibi, good news. What have you got?
Hi, everybody. Good morning. I'm Bibi. I spoke to you before. I'm a comedian. I'm an actor. In COVID, I lost my jobs. I lost all my work. So I started volunteering with a charity here called Thrift for Good.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a shop on the Palm. We're a secondhand store. And they announced yesterday that they had their biggest takings ever. And I was working in the shop yesterday.
Yay.
That's because of you, Bibi. That's because of you. That's why they got the biggest takes yesterday, because of you. You know that.
Oh, there's so many wonderful volunteers. It is an amazing organization. They are working in collaboration with Golf for Good. I have to give them a big plug because they do amazing, amazing work.
Good on you, mate. I love that you're giving back to charity. Look, in that time of need and when you're supposed to be, you know, needing the help because you lost your job, you're out there helping other people, but it's coming back, right? It's just a feel-good feeling.
Oh, Chris, full circle.
Full circle. Love it, Bibi. Well done. I love it. Hala, tell me some good news here, Hala.
Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Morning. What's your good news?
My good news, Seema, my daughter, she has broke her arm and she had to put a very critical operation. And now we are finally going to remove it. And we are very excited she's going to be back to normal.
Oh, great stuff. So wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Man. As a parent, Hala, I know how much it must have hurt to see your daughter in pain, right?
100%. It was a very tough time, and now she's very happy to be back to normal, doing all her exercise. And she want to tell you, thank you, Chris.
Thank you so much.
Oh. I didn't do anything. I've done it. What's your daughter's name?
Seema.
What is it?
Seema.
Seema, you are an absolute...
Seema.
Tima.
Tima. It's like a nothing but a Tima. Tima, you are a little champion. Well done and congratulations. It's, I know that must have been a bit of hard work trying to get that rehab going and all that, but you did such a good job, Tima, okay? So God bless you.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you. Have a great day.
You are very welcome. You know what I love? We have like 24 phones here, and they're literally all ringing nonstop about people
so
just wanting to spread good news. What are we at? We're at 8:30. All right, I want to keep doing a few more here. We've got some more time here. Diana, hi. How you doing, Diana?
Hey. Good morning.
Tell us some good news, Diana.
So I live in Dubai for 4.5 years, and it's the first time that my best friend, a girlfriend, is visiting.
Hey, you got your friends in Dubai. This is great. After so long of having people like away from each other, slowly but surely people are coming back. So
lovely.
Hey, you've got what's your best friend's name?
Sandra.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Well, listen, I'm glad. Hope you guys hang out and have good times together, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, not too much fun though. All right, it's gonna be like a crazy girl's weekend. I can see it. Merlin, tell us something. Some good news here, Merlin.
Ooh, can't hear.
Merlin can't hear a word you're saying. This is what happens. Yeah.
Oh well.
It was going so well.
It's all right.
It was going so well.
There you go.
No, I don't want to finish it on that. I don't want to finish on the last one. We couldn't get her.
Well, we've had some amazing calls.
Tina says,
thank you for doing this. Please keep doing it every show. It's so needed. Thank you. Positivity. We love it. I'm gonna wait for one more. Phones are still ringing. I'll just wait for Nala to put one through here. But it's so important. Tell us something. Give me something good right now, Mash, from you. Give me something good. Come on.
So I cleared out some things in my house last night. Yep. So now I feel like the energy in my house is clear.
Cool. We'll leave it there, Mash. Thank you. Zoran, tell me some good news, Zoran.
Hi, good morning, Chris. How are you?
Doing well, brother. Give me some good news.
Yes, I want to spread the good news. We're going to have a baby.
Yay!
With my wife.
Yay! I like that you said I'm going to have a baby with my wife, just to make sure.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Good on you, bro. Is this the first kid?
Yeah, this will be my first kid.
Good on you, my man. When is she due?
Probably it will be on November. Hopefully a normal and a healthy baby.
Touch wood, bro.
Yeah,
touch
inshallah.
Wood. What's that? May? What are we in? June, July, August, May? How many months? How many? Five months away, right?
Yeah, so she'd be about four and a half.
Have you told the family and everyone knows?
We're waiting for the result of the... in the clinic,
okay.
So we can spread the good news.
He just told all of us first.
Yeah. We all know, but mum and dad don't know. Boy or girl, do you want anything? Just a healthy baby, right?
Yes, correct.
All right. Well, what's the name? Have you got thought of names?
If a girl, it will be Athena.
Athena.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
I like that. It's, like,
it's Greek.
Yeah, that's
right?
Like a Greek sort of goddess, right?
Yeah. Ooh.
Yes. And if a boy, it will be Zeus.
Wow.
Oh, I love that.
You guys look at that. You guys have got it all set, ready to go. I like it. Well, God bless you and your wife and the mother to be. All right.
Yes. Thank you, Chris.
There you go, bro. He's got no idea what he's got planned for us.
Don't tell him. Just let him enjoy the birth.
Right now, he's living life with no kids, and then they have a kid. Changes everything. Duvet are coming to perform.
I'm so excited to see you both live.
Have you ever seen us perform live, apart from being on that Redfest DXP stage?
No, I don't think so.
Are you going to witness this? You're lucky.
We've got a massive studio in the office here, TV, should I say, in the reception. Yeah. I walked past and I saw Duvet on stage this morning.
We were on it.
We were amazing.
We were. We are.
It was like watching like Freddie Mercury or something.
Wow.
Like perform.
Okay. When he was alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you choose, Maz. You're the guest on our show right now. What song would you like Duvet to perform? We're going to throw it out to you, Maz.
Okay, because it's a Thursday, I'd like a feel-good song. If possible, maybe a U2 song.
Khalees, My Milkshake Brings...
No.
Okay. U2, Feel Good.
A Feel Good?
Which one?
Beautiful. Can we do Beautiful Day? Is that difficult to sing?
I think we can do that, Russ.
Beautiful Day, yeah. That's good. Beautiful
Day.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, up next, Duvet breaks it down.
So exciting.
It's Virgin Radio 104.4. I can already hear the cheers, Ross. Remember those screams?
Don't throw those at me. Don't throw. I'm married. Stop it.
Duvet, the world's biggest cover band. Do you know how we formed, Maz?
No, please tell me.
You don't know.
Can you believe that, guys? She doesn't know.
We were budding actors.
Okay.
He was Affleck, I was Damon.
Yeah.
That's the wrong way around.
No.
You do it. You're the best.
We were budding actors in LA, you see. He was like Affleck, I was like Damon. And things got tough and the roles sort of, they dried up. So we had to hit the streets to make money. So there we were in LA in the mid-90s. We were busking on the streets. And it was then that we realized that we were the best cover band in the world.
Oh, in the world.
Oh, don't you doubt us.
No, not at all. I'm looking forward to seeing. Yeah.
We are live right now on Virgin Radio DXB on the Facebook page. Hello to you no matter where you're watching us from. Get ready because what you're about to witness is priceless. You ready?
Let me just tune myself up.
Tune in, Ross. Ross will tune in. Yeah, that's good.
Do you want to do it? Or?
Yeah, tune me in.
Go. Okay, try again. Perfect. Perfect baritone.
Together, 3, 2, 1.
So we work. We're just so smooth together, like Lennon and McCartney.
There it is. We ready to do this?
Yes.
You've opted for one song, Maz. What was it?
You Too, Beautiful Day, please.
Good choice.
Hold on. Is my camera broken? Does anything work in this studio?
Would you like to use my camera?
Why does everything break when I'm on it? We're live on Facebook. Is it working?
On my cameras.
What's that?
You touch your camera. Don't.
Oh, you can't touch the camera because the cord comes out.
Yeah.
What is it? What are we working with?
Oh, mine's.
Did we buy this off Amazon for $14.99? We didn't.
Mine's working perfectly.
Maybe it's Rossi on his own today.
Are you jeopardizing my camera? Are you doing something to it?
Hey, everyone watching Facebook. How you doing?
My camera's not working, right?
Would you like to use mine?
Turn it.
No, why don't you come here?
I've got to use my microphone. It's tuned into my voice. Sorry, guys. And we are live on Facebook. Oh, it's good. They're telling me that my camera's come back.
Oh, right. Okay. Gosh.
It's come back. Is that right?
So demanding. This is why we split up.
All right, here we go. We're doing a request that Maz says she wanted some positivity. You wanted some U2.
U2, Beautiful Day.
Yeah. Stopped working again, did it?
Is it?
Right. Okay, everyone on Facebook.
I don't care about. Sorry, Facebook. I love you, but our audience there. You may only be able to see Rossi here, and that's going to be horrible for you.
No, it's not.
No, I feel like it's working now.
Okay. See where the real talent is.
Here we go, Eddie. I need you to leave the studio. I can't perform in front of you.
Anything else on the list?
Check the mic. Two. Check.
He's
1, 2.
He's our roadie. Right. Before we start, come on. Let's do the
handshake.
Yep.
Okay. Social distance. So we do it now.
Turn around.
It's always hurts on the backside.
There we go.
Okay. 3, 2, 6.
Your heart is a blue, shoots up through the stormy clouds, and there's no room, no space to rent this town. You're out of luck.
It's out of luck.
And the reason that you had to care, the traffic stopped.
Georgia.
And you're not moving anywhere. You thought you had
a friend
to take you out of this place, someone to lend
a hand
to turn.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. Don't let it get away.
Go.
But you got no destination. You're in the mud. In a maze of imagination.
Even if that doesn't ring true,
you've been all over,
and
it's been all over you. It's a beautiful day.
Don't let it get away.
It's a beautiful day.
Ooh.
Duvet, and we're the world's best cover band. See the world in green and blue. See China right in front of you. See the canyons broken by clouds. See the tuna fleets clearing the sea out. See the bedwind flies at night. Here we go. See the oil fields at first light. And see the bird with a leaf in her mouth. Everybody.
It's hot.
It's a beautiful. How you feel right now, just put a big smile on your face, because it's in times of need that you will find the true positivity in what you need in life. Some of us haven't seen our families. Some of us are missing those jobs that we once had, but just know that it's all going to be okay, because it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day.
Sound healing. Breathe.
Woo!
Breathe in.
Yeah! Do I do the look to the left? The look to the left again? Having a look at those coronavirus numbers. Mm-hmm. Where are we right now? Well, I can tell you we are still just over 2,000. It looks like, yeah, I mean, should I say just under 1,954 new cases for the coronavirus, all right? Listen, I want to look at this tally number of recoveries. We've got 500,000 people who have had the coronavirus and obviously have recovered. Mm. Now, unfortunately, there is a number of 1,601 of people that didn't recover and who are no longer with us. And that's the seriousness of where we are. Now, when we go from the coronavirus to the vaccine numbers, mm-hmm. there is definitely a you can see it. The more vaccines a country gets, the less deaths occur mm-hmm. over a period of time. Mm. Another 55,290 doses of COVID-19 have been put in. Now, Rossi, you had your vaccine earlier this week. Any symptoms at all? Any symptoms? Anything?
No, just a sore arm. That was it.
That's it, huh?
It's gone now, though.
So you feel okay?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So good.
Guys, get it if you feel like you want it. I'm not going to force it, obviously, but get it if you're feeling it. Most of us have had it here. I mean, I had mine 3 months ago. I've traveled the world with it. And,
me too,
I don't know. I just feel like where we're at right now, you got to get it. Mm. The process to get it, it's not that hard, but you got to be persistent and you got to keep trying. Mm-hmm. It is filling up. But then they are accommodating everyone.
Yeah.
You know, unlike some countries that I know around the world that have limited amount of supplies of the vaccine, here in the UAE, we are blessed to have such a vast a variety of vaccines as well.
Yeah.
It's like you get to choose, right?
Peace of mind, you know. You should get it just for your own peace of mind as well.
Agreed. God bless. Again, not forcing it, just our little message, not being told to say anything like this. It's just our personal opinions at the same time. God bless. Couple of things coming up. Number one, firstly, I just want to say happy anniversary to my parents.
Oh, how beautiful. How many years?
47 years. 47 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's 47 years. They've got a little bit of a weekend staycation going on in Sydney right now.
How beautiful. They deserve it.
It's funny. They live alone, but yet you go and have a staycation, I guess.
I love that they're still so romantic.
Yeah.
You've got to be, haven't you?
Yeah.
To keep it spicy. happy anniversary, Mum and Dad.
They must have had a spicy relationship. How many brothers and sisters have you got?
It's weird.
Are they listening, by the way?
I'm getting in his head right now.
You don't get into my head.
Four kids have they got?
Four children, and I'm the best.
Do you reckon you're the favourite?
No, I don't. 100% no. Mum tells me.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Why? Because obviously your sister's like done really well. She's a doctor.
My mum said to me yesterday as I zoomed her, she's like, "You're the only one that I don't actually give anything to, and I feel so bad. I want to give you something."
What does she give the others?
I don't know.
Her time.
Gifts, time, money. Yeah. You know? I said, "Mom, all right, Mom, I don't need anything." As long as you've got your health, Mum.
Yeah.
That's all beautiful. I care about. You know, as you get older, you just want your parents to be happy.
Absolutely.
Happy. Your parents obviously seem happy.
Yeah, they're in Sydney as well. Mm. And yeah, they do things. It was my dad's birthday last week, and I said to my mom, what should I buy Dad? And she was like, just a lovely staycation as well.
Oh, wow. Gosh. Yeah. Your mum's getting the win out of that as well. It's a staycation, right?
Yeah. So where are they going?
Four Seasons. I'm sending them to the Four Seasons.
Yeah. You know they opened up a hotel here off Shakespeare Road and it's called Three Seasons?
Honestly?
Oh, or yeah. Two Seasons. It's two called Two Seasons.
Two Seasons, well, right next to us.
More relatable for this country, isn't it? Summer and winter.
but seriously, I thought like it's got, and I don't think it's got anything to do with
the Four Seasons.
Well, there's a Walmart as well, isn't there?
Which is like the American one.
Yeah. But no, a little one.
No, it's not the American one.
Welcome to the Two Seasons Hotel and Apartments, Dubai. For reservations, press 1.
Let's just see if they are affiliated with the Four Seasons at all. I'll ask them what Two Seasons. This is live right now. 9:17. Good morning. Sure. I'm just calling them from my phone. Sorry.
Morning. Hello?
Yeah. Hi. Is this the Four Seasons?
Two Seasons.
Oh, what happened to the other two? We've been talking about all this week. I've been pressuring Rossi to go get a colonoscopy. If you don't know what a colonoscopy is, it's where they put a camera up your backside and they just check your intestines. This is not a laughing. I'm not like laughing about this. Yeah. Colon cancer is one of the biggest killers in the world, just under breast cancer, to tell you the truth. And it's totally preventable. You can, if you get yourself checked out and they get the early signs, they can get rid of it before it even starts. My grandmother, my teta, she died from colon cancer, unfortunately.
Wow.
Was never spotted, right? Chadwick Boseman from Black Panther. That's how he died at the age of 43. If he just got one of these tests that Rossi got earlier on, they would have detected it.
Yeah.
So if you're over a certain age, around 40, they say, go and get yourself checked. Rossi went and did it. Well done, firstly, because I know you were putting this off for nearly a year or two.
Yeah, I've always had like anxiety and gastric problems and reflux and all of that. So on your advice, I went and did it and I got an endoscopy and a colonoscopy. Now, here's the endoscopy thing, if you want to have a look at that. Now, the second picture down.
Hold on, the endoscopy is where they put the camera in your mouth and they go down. So they basically put cameras from the top and through the bottom and they get to see everything that's going on, right?
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
So here is the endoscopy report, King's College Hospital, London. Mr. Ross Ian Burrell. He's a male. Let's have. Now they've got pictures. You actually
second
see
picture down.
I see a little bit of red irritation there.
Red irritation on the esophagus could be a possible esophagitis. I don't know. But
biopsies. They're pending. They've taken biopsies of that.
So
have
they've got biopsies for heli whatever it's called, helicopter.
Yeah, that's the bacteria.
That's bacteria. Yeah.
They did that. They did one for the duodenum or something. I don't know what that is.
Let me read the procedure.
And celiac disease. They're checking for that.
You could be celiac.
Well, maybe I'm gluten intolerant, like you say, Maz.
Yeah, I think you are, Rossi.
It says the patient was placed in his left lateral position. The pharynx and larynx were visualized under the direct endoscopy vision.
So maybe
was calling out for his mum during the procedure and started crying. No, I added that last.
It's really good. You know, when you go asleep, I didn't feel a thing.
How good is it?
It's like, I couldn't believe it, and I thought I'd have irritation afterwards, but apparently the doctor, who's really good, Dr. Atif, he said that they pump you full of air so your throat and
is inflamed, your behind like bigger.
Goes bigger, so the pipe goes down, you don't feel it.
But those moments of going before you go to sleep. Now, if you've never gone to sleep for an operation, I mean, it's good that you've never had to do it. I've been put under at least 5 or 6 times in my life.
Yeah.
That feeling of when you're just about to go and you try to fight it a little bit.
Yeah,
you're really sleepy.
You can't fight that thing.
I went straight away though. They put this numbing thing on my throat.
Yeah,
and that started freaking me out a bit because
the same thing. As I was getting put under, I said, I can't breathe. Because I thought to myself, I can't swallow and I'm going to die.
Horrible.
I said, in my head, I'm like,
they're not going to know.
I'm a health hypochondriac, so anything. So as soon as they spread that numbing, I remember that.
I was really scared. And then I just thought, just breathe through your nose. You've got this lovely stuff going in your nose. Breathe through it.
Yeah.
And then I completely went out. I don't know if they put stuff in my hand or whatever. But they found a polyp on my colonoscopy.
All right, here.
Photos. Is it the purple thing?
No, it's this thing. That's
Chris
the polyp.
Chris knows everything, see?
Ow.
So basically, what they found with Rossi inside his
Dr. Fabian. Yeah. Listen to this.
Okay, like a doctor.
Can you speak like a doctor, please?
Go on, Chris. Tell
okay, Rossi, now I just want to let you know that many patients have polyps. And yeah. some are benign and they're just a regular polyp, but we will take them off. We'll scrape them off. And basically, in the procedure yesterday, tell me if I'm wrong, they would have taken that polyp off.
Took it off. They took it off for a biopsy.
Now, a polyp is just like a little ball, if you can imagine, inside your intestine, sort of.
Okay.
Now, there's different types of polyps, from what I understand. Remember, I'm a Google doctor. Now, those polyps can change and, you know, they can be normal, but then they can turn into cancer. And if they're too late, that's it. So in Australia, they advise you to get one of these things done every 3 years because these polyps grow really, really slowly. So if you have a test like this, if they find it, they can scrape it off.
That looks big in the picture, but it was like literally 3 millimeters big, he said.
So basically, they would have taken that for a biopsy. We'll probably be waiting for results on that. They're pretty sure that there's no cancer in that at all, Rossi, but they're going
to
take...
Just almost certain, but you need to check,
But we're going to check that out.
Yeah, but since having it and putting it on my Instagram, loads of people have said, don't worry, I had 3 polyps removed last year and all that. So it's a common thing, apparently.
So what's the cause of the discomfort then? Do you know yet?
I think for him, it's more of just the mental side of being so focused on his stomach. Because I go through the same thing sometimes.
Right.
That and stress and not getting enough sleep. It causes acid in the stomach and all that, Ross. So, listen.
Thanks, Doc.
What I'm going to prescribe you is a little bit of time off from me, I think. I think maybe it's me as well.
Time out.
Maybe.
So maybe just go overeat. I want you to have a nice long break.
Okay.
I want you to relax. You're a great father. Don't do so much with the kids.
Thank you.
Enjoy that, okay?
Yeah.
If you want to know more about this, honestly, if you're debating it and you're over that age or there's some risk in the family...
Go to Google.
Go and get a colonoscopy, honestly, and go just get this done. It's peace of mind.
Yeah, I do feel better after having it done. So, go and check it out, definitely.
Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. That is it for us Thursday. Well done. That was a good week together, guys. Maz, you did very, very well filling in for Pretty Malik.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. You've
done so well. Can you do Sunday and Monday of next week?
Yes, great. I would love that.
All right. We're going to do Sunday, Monday. Pretty will be back for After Eid. We've obviously got a really lesser week next week, which is great.
Yeah, so it's a two-day week for us.
Yeah.
It's a two-day week.
I missed the meeting yesterday.
Did you? Yeah, I know you missed our work meeting, but in general, the country is taking it off.
Tuesday's off.
You shouldn't have said anything and let Rossi come to work on Tuesday.
I know, right? Now, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday off for most of the country. I hope you have a beautiful Eid break. Ramadan Kareem, I know you have a few more days to go as well, so you're doing such a fantastic job. Anything else to add?
All good, mate. Have a fantastic weekend.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Yep, I'm glad the result of your colonoscopy was as it went. It could have been a lot worse. It wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst.
Yeah, it's good.
So touch wood on that one. We'll catch you guys next week. God bless. Have a safe weekend. From myself, Chris Fade, and the entire team, wear your seatbelts, wear your masks. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.